Why do traditional foster homes receive some financial resources that foster homes known as relative or kinship placements do not? A listener in Lafayette was curious. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Violet Comber Weiland reports this is largely due to a difference in licensing.
Typical foster homes must undergo a rigorous licensing process by the state and receive daily allowances. This licensing process is not required for relative or kinship placement, but they do not receive the same funding from the state if they are unlicensed. Brenda Chapin is with the Villages, a nonprofit child and family services agency. She says the licensing process is cumbersome, which may deter kinship families from going through with it.
Now, sometimes there are challenges for kinship homes to become licensed because it's highly regulated, as it should be, for child safety.
Chapin adds there are additional resources for unlicensed kinship families, such as travel reimbursement or other state programs like SNAP or food stamps. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Violet Comber Weiland.